Hello and welcome to another sci-fi short, where I take a really complex topic and try and squeeze it into a 5-minute video. And so far I've managed to keep most of them under 10 minutes. Recently we've been having conversations about belief, and today's not going to be any different to that. We're going to be discussing the rationality of belief. So without much further ado, let's get on with it. How can a belief be rational? It's common to hear that all beliefs are irrational, but is that really the case? In this sci-fi short, we will be briefly examining rationality and how it relates to belief. So what is a belief? As we discussed in our previous short, a belief can be defined as something accepted as true, something thought most likely, a positive attitude towards a proposition, or something concluded as the case. What is rationality? Rationality relates to the way something is reasoned. It speaks to the process of using our knowledge, experience, and reasoning with the best of our ability to get the best possible outcome we could come to at that time. Therefore, rationality could be considered as reasoning using the rules of logic and probability theory whilst holding consistent and coherent beliefs. Rational does not always mean correct, however. You could reason rationally and be wrong, or reason irrationally and be right. It should be noted that people can only be as rational as they can be. The reasoning skills of a 3-year-old differ greatly from that of a 20-year-old, and as such, we ought to judge the rationality of both differently too. If we judge them the same, we would probably conclude the 3-year-old is always irrational, though I would consider rationality in a more relativistic way. So how does rationality relate to beliefs? If we understand beliefs are the things that we accept as true, or the conclusions we make, then rationality is a judgment on how we came to hold those beliefs, aka how justified we are in holding them. This justification can be known as epistemic justification or the burden of proof. Beliefs come in 3 states of rationality: rational, irrational, and irrational. Irrational. Like how amoral means not related to morality, and therefore neither good nor bad, irrational is similar. Irrational is not related to rationality because it is not a reasoned belief. Instead, it speaks of something sensory. For example, I like the taste of chocolate. I don't like the smell of dog poo. I feel horny. Whilst not explicitly qualified by the word belief, if I did not accept these statements as true, then the opposite would apply. Irrational. If something is irrational, it speaks to poor reasoning. It doesn't necessarily mean the belief is wrong, just that it has not been well thought through and justified. If you come to a conclusion with little or no reasoning, or your reasoning is fallacious, then your position is an irrational one. An example of how we might come to hold an irrational belief would be, I believe this because, my friend said, most people believe it, I can't imagine any other way. The conclusions are not necessarily wrong, but the reasoning is not sufficient. For a belief to be rational, it needs to be reasoned in accordance with the rules of logic and probability theory and be coherent and consistent with other beliefs that you hold. Now, you don't necessarily need to know the rules of logic to be in accordance with them, though it helps as a check. For a belief to be consistent and coherent, one of the things you need to have is no strong evidence against it, at least that you're not aware of. You can hold a rational belief and be wrong, although when shown how you are wrong, if you reject the evidence with no good reason, your belief becomes irrational. So irrational versus rational. If we consider something like the shape of the Earth that is well evidenced and show how two agents can accept this fact. Agent A's reason for accepting it is, my dad said. No thought has been put into this, they just trust their father. Their father isn't anyone who would necessarily know about this. Agent B accepts this due to several reasons. They've seen the evidence of things disappearing over the horizon, corroborated scientific evidence, and seen satellite feeds. Both hold the same position, but Agent A is irrational in their position. So in summary, beliefs can come in 3 states: irrational, irrational, and rational. Irrational speaks for a belief without reasoning, one that is sensory, for example, taste, smell, and sounds we like or dislike. Irrational and rational speak to the way we have reasoned. We can have rational beliefs that are wrong and irrational beliefs that are correct. there is a cap on rationality, we should realize that people can only be as rational as they can be. So our judgments on a child being rational should be different to that of an adult. There's far more to rationality, and if this topic interests you, I suggest checking out some of our longer videos on the topic. And we've got a number of articles on answersinreason.com as well. And there you go. Nice, short and sweet. That's the basics of rationality and what it means to be rational, irrational, or irrational. Hopefully you found this informative. And if you do want to know more about the topic, we've got a number of great videos and articles. I will put links in the chat, and I will also put a link to the playlist for you to all check out. Thank you for watching. Have yourself a good one.